In the playoffs in the NBA, San Antonio beat Dallas 90-85, Miami bested Charlotte 99-88, Washington defeated Chicago 102-93, and Portland squeaked by Houston 122-120. In the Stanley Cup playoffs in the NHL, Philadelphia doubled up the Rangers 4-2, tying the series at 1. Boston bested Detroit 4-1, tying the series at 1. Montreal topped Tampa Bay 3-2, giving the Canadiens a 3-0 series lead. It was San Jose over Los Angeles 7-2, giving the Sharks a 2-0 series lead. In baseball and interleague play, Miami beat Seattle 3-2. In the American League, the Yankees defeated Tampa Bay 5-1-12. Boston slid past Baltimore 6-5. Cleveland bested Toronto 6-4. Detroit edged the Angels 2-1. Minnesota trumped Kansas City 8-3. The White Sox blew out Texas 16-2. It was Oakland over Houston 4-1. New York Yankees right-hander Ivan Nova has a partial tear of the ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow and was placed on the 15-day disabled list. The Yankees also reinstated first baseman Mark Teixeira from the 15-day disabled list. Last night, the Boston Red Sox paid a 20-minute solemn tribute to the victims of last year's Boston Marathon bombing. The marathon starts today with the elite women's start at 9:30 a.m. and the elite men's to follow at 10 a.m. The Red Sox-Patriots Day game begins today at 11 against the Baltimore Orioles. In the National League, the Mets topped Atlanta 4-3-14. Milwaukee slid past Pittsburgh 3-2-14. Washington beat St. Louis 3-2. Cincinnati trumped the Cubs 8-2. Philadelphia defeated Colorado 10-9. San Francisco edged San Diego 4-3. Reuben Hurricane Carter, the boxer whose wrongful murder conviction became an international symbol of racial injustice, died Sunday. He was 76. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.